Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark, and thank you for listening to this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. On Thursday, the Texans practiced underneath the gray skies and windy conditions in preparation for their game with the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday. And head coach Gary Kubiak answered questions from the media afterwards about the health status of his ball club.
Well, Jamie Winborn did not practice, had a little calf issue. Pollard is sick on us today, so we sent him home. And then Cush, we held Cush out of practice again. But I'm encouraged. I think he'll practice tomorrow and be ready to go.
Anything on Pollard? Is it a flu-type deal?
Yeah, just came in this morning not feeling good. Went in the meeting, started feeling worse, so we sent him home and get him, you know, get started on getting him ready to go, get him well.
Can you discuss a little bit how your defensive line has sort of evolved? You've run through so many people there this season.
Well, you know, we've had the same group, but we've played some different combinations, and we kind of – it's really competitive from week to week of who's going to be the seventh guy, who's going to be the eighth guy suiting up. So practice has got very competitive with Frank and Delwan, and then Jamison was in the mix there. So, you know, we're getting production from all of them, and I think it's a week-to-week deal depending on what type of team we play and which eight we suit. But we're playing hard and playing much better.
So Moby, almost a different player than training camp and maybe last year.
Yeah, he's you know, he's steadily playing his best football as a pro, and you know, I think there's still another level for him to find. You know, and we could all say that, but he's obviously played with more confidence and playing better. He's been more active, more of a factor this past month than probably any time since he's been here. So that's very positive.
How's Mario?
Mario's fine. Just really, we don't give him all the reps in practice, but he does take the amount of reps that he needs to take to get ready to go, so he'll take more tomorrow, but he's doing better.
Do you expect that you'll have Pollard back for the game Sunday?
Well, I sure hope so. You know, we just, like I said, he was in a meeting, not feeling well, so we sent him home, but sure hope so.
How's Sean Cody look this week?
He's fine. Yeah, he's okay. Yeah, he's all right.
And did Cush practice?
No, Cush did not. Held Brian again, taking all the mental reps, taking all the walkthroughs and stuff. He will practice tomorrow, and then, you know, like I said, I feel good that he'll be ready to go. We're basically on the same pattern we were last week.
A linebackers coach, and what they allow you to do defensively with three guys and the speed that they have?
Well, they're playing really well. You know, those three guys have been out on the field every snap this season, so that's very encouraging. And then I think Xavier and Kevin are very willing guys if they get the opportunity. They've been practicing well, so it's a good group. We're going light right now with five, and we signed Winborn this week, but they're doing a good job. Been real good.
Cushing, has it surprised you how quickly he seemed to have gotten it? Not just gotten it, but make plays.
Yeah, I think it surprised everybody how quick the mental part came to him, you know, with all the time missed in training camp, but the physical part and the plays he makes, the same ones he was making last year, so he's just doing it again in a new level. Okay.
Owen Daniels and his value to this offense this year. Can you talk about that?
Well, Owen's you know, he's becoming a big time player in this league. He's more consistent in the run game for us than he's ever been. Obviously, you know the plays he can make in the pass game, but OD's a real pro, and he's going to do it for a long, long time. This place has got a good one for a long time.